by myself.
So WF McDonald?
That's me.
Yep, good morning and welcome. So Mr. McDonald, we'd read your original submission that you put in, so thank you for putting that in. You don't need to reread that to us, but I see you've tabled some extra information for us today.
That embellishes what's been written in that short stuff in this original submission.
Yep, so we haven't seen this before, so are you happy to read that out to us?
Absolutely.
Great. And then you're welcome to also verbally address any key points you'd like us to take on board.
Okay. Professor Jacqueline Routh, Chief Scientist of Environmental Protection, recently wrote an article entitled Evidence-Based Science is Crucial in Decision-Making. In reading your proposed water and land physiographic zone policies, references to field trials to support the theory are completely absent. Clint Risman, previously your head scientist, recently addressed a group of Southland farmers and said he believed this application of physiographic zones was not fit for purpose as applied by Environment Southland. Physiographic zones may sound grandiose, but in practical terms, the key transport pathways for contaminants are repeatedly the same with each zone. Good farming practice is exactly the same irrespective of which zone they farm, which begs the question, why leave the evolving good farming practice model? I understand Environment Southland will not be liable should evolving science prove poor applied science. Surely Southlanders deserve a thorough evidence-based study. Professor Jack McConaughey of Otago University told a meeting in Gore 3 years ago that the highest nitrate reading he has measured in a stream was at the edge of native bush. I'm sure you're not going to ban native bush on the back of science. For Environment Southland to enforce physiographic zones on rural ratepayers, yet consent urban point of source contaminants with relaxed environmental thresholds is surely a breach of natural justice and of your responsibility to those you serve. On the 31st of July 2016, when these submissions were due, the E. coli in the Matara River measured at the Gore Bridge was 250, references your website, yet the measurement downstream from Gore, north of Matara, was 1700. On page 14 of the document, you state point source discharges have been reduced largely through processes for urban activities, which gives the inference pollution has been reduced. I suggest in this statement you have swallowed a rat. You go on to state non-point discharges from agricultural land are the most significant contributors to contaminants. Again, there are no reference to rural field trials, and you completely ignore reference to high E. coli point source urban discharges that you continue to approve. Your staff test water courses emitting from farms at the farm boundary, as Alistair said. It is noted in your web that urban point discharges are tested further downstream, in some cases kilometres downstream, for allow for dilution, I suspect. A couple of years ago, the Mayor of Dunedin stated in the Otago Daily Times, "We need to be mindful not to expect our country neighbours to have to adhere to environmental standards we can't perform ourselves." A very honest assessment. My point here is that rural ratepayers are to have confidence in the integrity of Environment Southland stewardship, then there needs to be a policy that treats rural and urban ratepayers with the same standards. I find it incredible that in the same breath as expecting rural ratepayers to swallow physiographic zones without evidence-based environmental science, let alone reference to financial, cultural or community effects, you give consent to a new dairy factory to discharge effluent into a Gore Township septic ponds, which are then discharged directly into the Matara River. I'm sure Fonterra will be delighted to see their biggest problem at Edendale is such a simple solution. Physiographic zones are experimental science. The Southland Times quoted an environment staff member on the 19th of June last, saying that the concept is peer-reviewed. What academic dribble. Disaffected outside opinion on conceptual theory will not unite this province to effect change. If Environment Southland does not engage rural and urban citizens alike, those that have to affect their environmental obligations and get united agreement on thresholds that treat rural and urban equally, then you will continue to escalate the widening divide you have caused between town and country. Good farming practice will with common sense guidelines will be supported by Southlanders. Experimental theoretical science will not.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or shall we proceed to questions?
I could be churlish and say that this 203 pages could have been of softer tissue and more useful.
Yeah, well, to be useful for, to us, we need to understand your concerns and consider how the plan might be amended. Lloyd, any questions?
No, I think you've made your points quite clear, and thank you for the extra comments. Mm.
I understand your points, Bill, so thank you.
Good morning. I'm just looking at the map where your farm is located.
Yes.
On Mapdale Road.
Yes.
It appears to be quite a lot of old Matara
physiographics. Yep.
Does it cover quite a lot of your property, or have you got a balance of rubber?
Yeah, that's another point. On your site it says that our properties typically do not have creeks and have high nitrate levels. Five neighbours all have creeks. We tested our water. It was 6 on nitrogen, 6.6, 0.045 on phosphates, and 0 E. coli. Now you state that it builds up nitrogen during the dry, I think it is, and then during wet it admits it. Well, every soil in Southland does that. Lloyd will tell you when soils go through dry periods, they build up organic nitrogen and then release it during the wet. So I fail to see how, if you were standing in the Matara River, that nitrates coming from riverine through the gravels and surface water 1K down the river are any different to the nitrates coming out of our creeks then going to the river. And if you could explain the difference between those two nitrates, I'd be grateful.
So you've done water tests in the creeks, not the Matara?
No, we're up from the Matara. Yes, it comes 1K down. Yeah. But our waters test clean.
So really I was just wanting to understand the nature of your farm and the physiographics relating to it. So old Matara and
yes,
Glade?
Old Matara. There's two soil types on our place though. One's got a deep loam and one hasn't. But I disagree with the generalisations on nitrate holding and phosphate levels in the 40s and it just only tests 0.045 in the water, and the minimum test, they're going to test down to 0.005. So where does the science come from?
Are you dairy farmer?
No, I released the back of it to the dairy farmer.
Thank you.
Mr. McDonald, in your written submission, the relief you sought was to continue the good practice model used in the past. What did you mean by that?
These farmers know what good practice is. They know what to avoid pugging. They know not to overdo nitrogen because it affects their farm health, their stock health. We just need to get good guidelines on what is good farming practice. I was a real estate agent all around Southland as well, and I see some farmers doing some wonderful stuff, and I see some that aren't, as well as I see towns dumping sewage into the ponds.
Into the rivers,
which goes unabated. I mean, I can't see how ethically you can fine a farmer for a discharge that may or may not hit the water, and yet let a town continue to, what's the word?
Poor sewage. Poor sewage.
Yeah. I mean, you gentlemen there, can you tell us where your sewage goes to?
Well, just a minute. First of all, we're not the council.
Yeah.
Commissioner Ellison and I are independent commissioners.
Yes, yes.
Don't even come from this region. And it's not our role to answer those kind of questions. If you have those kind of questions, you need to address them to the council.
Okay.
In terms of the question I asked you, you said you want good guidelines on GMP. Do you see farm environment plans playing a role in that?
Guidelines?
No, in terms of GMP, good management practices on farm, what's your view on farm environment plans?
As long as it doesn't become too overwhelming in administration. At the moment, the way it's heading, there's far too much unproductive time going into plans that don't actually help the environment at all physically. It may help your administration, it may grow your administration, but it's not going to actually affect the environment too well.
All right, thank you very much for coming in. I have no further questions, and Commissioner Rodway had no questions for you either.